Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yeah, I mean, it just hits different on a day where, again, right, just beautiful, beautiful weather outside. Got a jump in my step today after last night's Yankees-Red Sox game, I'll tell you that. Woo! Holy cow, that was intense. Playoff baseball is amazing. Every single pitch, super intense. Joe, you're a Yankee fan. We talked about this, right? You like the Yanks?
Yes, right? Big Yankee fan.
Were you dialed in all night last night?
So I didn't dial in last night necessarily because I went to bed for the morning shift. So I need my sleep. Otherwise, I do not function the next day.
I get it.
But
so what kind of fan are you, pal?
Right, exactly. But yeah, I was the first thing I did is check my phone for the box score. I saw like the first hour of it, but it was. There's something romantic about playoff baseball. There really is. Like it's just you're drawn to it. Regular season, I have no interest in sitting and watching. Game, what, 85 of 162? Like, I do and don't. But this, I'm, like, glued to it. Even with Thursday Night Football, I'd rather have watched Yankees-Red Sox.
Yeah, listen, I always say, during baseball season, when the Yankees are playing, the game is on somewhere in my house. Like, I might have it literally just on a TV in a room where if I walk by the room, I can watch it. And I like to just sit down and watch a couple of things while I do work or whatever. So I'll do that. And it might be on my phone. A lot of times I'll pull up my TV app on my phone, I'll watch it, or the S app, and I'll just kind of have it nearby. That way I can kind of pay attention. I hear something going on, ooh, let me check what's going on. But when it comes time, like the playoff baseball, it's like every pitch you're just hanging on, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then you realize, okay, well, it's 2-1. You know, it's kind of like a regular football game, every snap kind of matters. You think you put yourself in that position, you're like, the snap matters. And okay, it was just a regular routine play. and you get to the next one because you never know. That's the thing. What does Tim Kirkchen says this all the time? He says, you know why you go to a baseball game? Because you never know if you're going to see something you've never seen before. And last night we saw something we never saw before. We saw a pitcher who, oh, by the way, in his first ever playoff start, Cam Schlittler, for the first ever playoff start, he had 8 innings, 12 or more strikeouts, no walks. I mean, not only is it a historic game for like a young player, Joe, no one's ever done that before, ever.
No, that's unbelievable. Just in the history of the game, no one's ever done that. I can't. When I heard that, I thought it was just nobody on the Yankees at first.
Right.
And then I saw that. And I couldn't believe it.
So, kid, by the way, grew up a Red Sox fan. You know that, right?
Schlittler
grew up a Red Sox fan. Yeah, he went to Walpole High School in Massachusetts. Grew up a Red Sox fan. And actually, I was really impressed with him after the game, just his interview. And now, like, I'm like, this dude sounds like he's 35 years old. He's been pitching for 20 years in the MLB, right? So that was cool. And really, lots of respect, tip of the cap to Connelly Early, the pitcher that the Red Sox had. Now, Schlittler's young. Connelly Early's a little younger, and he looks like he's about 15. I mean, dude looked like he was 15 years old. We're watching the game
last
night.
He's got a baby face.
I'm like, Max, I think you're going to actually go against this kid in your next tournament for 12U. That's what this kid looks like. It's crazy. And he was excellent last night. The Yankees get all 4 runs in 1 inning once they got to him. It does show you, too, how great athletes are and professional athletes to say this, which is, and this happened when I think maybe even Schlittler came up, somebody for the Reds came up. These guys see a pitcher one time, and then the second time through the order, they're so much better against them. You're like, that's how great these guys are. They're amazing that they can make that adjustment, see that, and go, oh, I know what I can do now, right? It's pretty incredible. So now it's on. It's on to the divisional round series, and it's Yankees-Blue Jays. I just did, to dovetail into football a little bit, and we'll get into Bills-Patriots, of course, on a Buffalo Football Friday here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Sal Capaccio with you. I'll tell you all about that in a minute, but I just did a podcast with our friends over in Boston. Their podcast, you know what they call their podcast? We do Always Game Day in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
You know what their Odyssey podcast is there?
It's Always Game Day in Boston?
No, because there is Always Game Day in Cleveland. There is Always Game Day in Cincinnati. The Six Rings podcast.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. My guy Fitzy at WEEI, Megan Ortolini, she's over there. Like, I just was on with them. But what was sweet was, I used to go on these shows years ago and like, ha-ha, are the Patriots going to rub the Bills' noses back under the seat cushions? It's not like that anymore. It's like, we really wish we had what you guys have over there in this Josh Allen guy now, and maybe Drake May can be that guy, right? That's pretty cool. But we were just talking about it, and I said to them, give us a prediction. Give me a prediction on Yankees, Blue Jays, and I think they both picked the Yankees. And I'm like, you know, I said, here in Buffalo, you got a lot of Yankee fans, and you got a lot of Blue Jay fans, and you got the Bisons, who are the Blue Jays affiliate, and totally cool to kind of see that, you know, little rivalry go here, which is cool. So that's this weekend. First game for Yankees, Blue Jays will be Saturday. Just lost my audio. Hold on 1 second. There we go. Will be Saturday. I think 4:00 is the first, 4:08.
Right around, yeah.
Is the first pitch on Saturday and on Sunday. And of course, Sunday, you watch Yankees, Blue Jays, you go watch Bills, right?
Yeah.
You can do that Sunday night.
The games were going quick, too.
Yeah.
There were 3 hours. The earlier ones were over by like 9:15. It was awesome. We weren't staying up super late. So.
Yeah. So
this one should be done by 7-ish.
Yeah. So, and obviously, Bills, Patriots, Sunday night, 8:20 p.m. And of course, we'll have it for you right here on WGR Sports Radio 550 and along the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. And of course, today we're going to start talking about that and talk about injuries and leading up to the game. Give you a little preview on what's happening. Give you a weather update. Pat Hammer's going to join me at 10:30 today. Pat Hammer at 10:30 today. And the reason is because Sean McDermott's not expected until a little after 11. So we'll keep that space open for Sean McDermott, Buffalo Bills head coach, probably about an hour from now. But I always say it on a Friday, keep your head on a swivel. You never know. Something happens. McDermott's meetings go a little bit different. He has to move something around and they say, Sal, we're calling in soon. So that could happen. In the meantime, we'll plan on a little after 11. We'll plan on Pat at 10:30 a.m. for all of your Sunday night weather, your afternoon weather. And after this, folks, that is it for the Bills at home for several weeks. After this game, The next time the Buffalo Bills play at home, I believe, is what, the Chiefs game? Is that the Chiefs? Let me see.
I think so.
And that would be in mid-November. Yeah, that is November 2nd. What is today? Today's October 3rd?
October 3rd.
A month.
Just under a month.
The Bills won't be home for another month after this game. A month from now, basically. So this will be it. And by the way, I mean, this is going to be beautiful weather. We'll have Pat talk about that. Enjoy it. And of course, the Patriots come into town. And we could do some Patriots-Bills memories, because I have some, and I talked about some in a video I did this week. I always do little memories of the team coming in when there's a home game because of the final game at Highmark Stadium. I don't know if you watched, no shame if you say no here. Did you watch my video I did on the memories? It's okay if you didn't.
No.
Okay, I'm actually glad. I want to tell you about the lost game. The lost game.
Okay.
We have the perfect game against the Patriots. We have the lost game against the Patriots. How about that? Not that someone lost a game. It's the lost game. All right? So I'll tell you about that in a little while, because I want to talk a little bit about Patriots-Bills memories. And then we'll obviously dissect this matchup a little bit. Sean McDermott in the 11 a.m. hour here on a Buffalo Football Friday on WGR Sports Radio 550. And of course, every time we have a Buffalo Football Friday, it is brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash? Call Celino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's Hometown Fuel. Game day ready since 1922. Patriots at Bills. What does that do for you? Like, when you hear that, when you see that? I am fascinated. Now, for a few years, Joe and I would do the Extra Point Show together. And we'd have these discussions. And sometimes I still do with Joe or with Zach or with Derek. I'm of the age now, I mean, when I been here long enough now, and I was in my mid-30s when I started here at WGR, and I'm getting close to, I guess I'd say, my mid-50s. I'm in my early 50s now. And back then, I wasn't quite like the old guy compared to so many of the young guys in the room here. Now we are kind of getting there. So I got Owen. Is Owen over there? Is that Owen or is that G? Who's over there? Is that Owen?
Owen is over there.
Owen, I don't know if he can hear me or not. Can you hear me, Owen? All right, he's putting on the headsets. Okay, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I am very curious. I love this. Okay, you guys know, we talked about this last week, Joe, 2 weeks ago, when the Dolphins came, like, the Dolphins are the team for me, right? Growing up, it's the Dolphins, it's the hatred of Buffalo Bills fans in the 70s and what they did. For a lot of you, it's probably the Patriots, but I don't know that. Is that what it is? Like,
yeah.
When you think about your childhood got ruined by Tom Brady, pretty much.
Yeah, it was Tom Brady every week.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Tom Brady was like the bane of my football existence.
So do you carry that with you now as far as Bills, like, teams, or has it been overtaken by the Ravens or the Chiefs, or is it still, no, this is the team. How does that work for you?
I definitely still hate them. But there's something about it where now I hate them, but I don't respect them almost.
Wow.
Where it's like, all right, like, Drake May's mini Josh, cool. Call me when he's Josh.
I love it.
Like,
I love it.
I don't know. I have far more in me about the Chiefs than I do about the Patriots.
Because of what they've held you back from.
Yeah.
Because
the Chiefs for me.
I could totally see this because, Owen, like, did the Patriots really ever hold the Bills back from anything?
Yeah, that's the
thing.
They
just beat
them. They were great, but the Bills were never also great
for anything. Yeah,
it was always just, you're going to get dominated. Go take your beating and just live with it. And that sucked. Like, don't get me wrong. As a fan, I hated watching it, but it was always, all right, like, you know what's coming here. The Chiefs, this is it. This is the time, and they have time and time again crushed you in the spot. And I think that is just, that will never not be the team to me that I will have vitriol in my stomach for.
It is. How do you view it,
Joe? I'm pretty much in the same boat. It wasn't so much the Patriots as a team. Like, yeah, Belichick was there for a little bit after, but the Bills were able to turn it around on him. It's more so Tom Brady. Like, when he went to Tampa, whenever the Bills would match up with Tampa, I had that fuel of hatred in my veins for Tom Brady, right? Like,
yeah.
It was more so the player than the actual team, because, again, like we said, the Bills were not contending for nearly anything. It was just kind of, they were the little brother. Now it's kind of switched around where the Patriots are the little brother. Mm-hmm. But the Chiefs and Ravens, for me, are kind of teetering on that. The Chiefs more so because the Bills were in that 13-second game and all the playoff losses, you know, that kind of stuff. But I'm kind of with Owen on this one, the Chiefs for sure.
I would think most people our age or similar are in that boat where it's like the Patriots were always, because of where how we were raised, it was the drought, and it was always they're the blockade. But then they got good, and then it became, well, this is the team really stopping you from doing everything you always dreamt of doing. Whereas the Patriots were just the team that was doing that. Now it's they're the ones stopping you from accomplishing what you want to do.
But there's also a lot of the cheating scandals.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That like stuff, and Brady.
It. And it makes you, and yeah, and I think that became a big part of it for Bills fans. And yeah, they may dominate us, but I can't stand them because they also cheat, right?
They don't have honor. They're not doing it with honor. Yeah. 100%.
Right?
I felt all that. But the overarching, like the more powerful thing to me is who's putting a stop to your dream here. And that was always the Chiefs.
I'm curious, and I'd like to open the phone lines till we get to Pat Hammer at 10:30. I love this roundtable discussion. I hope I'm not taking you guys from anything. I love this. This is great. Because I'm always curious how fans view that prism. 803-0550. Give us a call on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Shows here. On a Buffalo Football Friday. Like, where do the Patriots, like, how do you feel about them in the whole landscape of the NFL and teams the Bills play? And I'm going to go through some of the history here because it's a really interesting history between the two teams. And in fact, I just said to Joe a little while ago, until the two teams played in that playoff game where the Bills just beat them down a few years ago, it was the only team in the AFC the Bills had never played in the playoffs. The two teams never were good at the same time.
Right?
Like, I remember, I don't know if you guys know this, Drew Bledsoe's first ever game as the number one pick in the league. And he comes in, it's in Buffalo. They were terrible. They had the number one pick.
Yeah. Right.
Right? And so they come to Buffalo during the Super Bowl years. Like, the Bills were really, really good. In 1985, the Patriots go to the Super Bowl. They play the 85 Bears. They get crushed. The 85 Bears were amazing.
Right.
You know what the Bills' record was in 1985? 2-14.
Ooh. Right.
Patriots Super Bowl, Bills 2-14. Bills Super Bowl, Patriots number one pick.
Right.
Like, this is the existence the two teams lived on, this totally opposite line.
Exactly.
All the time.
That's what I'm saying with, like, they were always the Titans, but we were never close. So it never felt
like it was them directly doing anything.
Never.
Right.
Yeah.
They didn't hold you back.
Right. It was like, they're going to be great, and you wish it was you, but it's not the roadblock that the Chiefs have been for them.
They were more of an envious thing.
Right.
Yeah.
It felt more jealousy than hate to me.
And you did have a few games, and people will remember. There's the Just Give It To Him game. I don't know if you guys remember that one or know about it. I think it was Sean Jefferson on the sidelines, catches a pass on fourth down. He's clearly not at the first down marker, and the referee literally runs over and you can hear in the mic, "Just give it to him." That's what he said. And they go down the field and they score and they win the game. Like, that happened against the Patriots. Like, there were times they were kind of fighting a little bit in there in the late 90s that was a little bit more of a, like, going back and forth toe-to-toe. But you're right. I mean, the Chiefs have kind of held the Bills back. But I think there's also you do play the Chiefs kind of once a year because of the schedule rotation. It's not twice a year. They're not on your schedule all the time. You don't know. And then I do think the fan base matters, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's Boston.
That.
It's the fans of Boston. Look, I grew up a Yankee fan. Red Sox hated rivals. Of course. I know that. I know you're a Red Sox fan.
Yeah.
But also, the Bruins were the thorn in my side as a kid.
Right.
The Bruins did hold the Sabres back. Mm-hmm. Game 7, Brad Park, 1983, crushes my 10-year-old dreams for the Sabres. Okay.
Right.
They held us back. And there was a time period, and I'm a Laker fan, by the way, right? Celtics.
Oh, yeah.
So, Owen, like, you have to think about this, and you know, Boston fans enjoyed this unbelievable amount of success for the entire, it wasn't just Brady.
No.
It was Bruins. It was Celtics.
Celtics.
Red Sox are winning championships.
100%.
And you had that kid going to that kid
right,
who had the sign. I am 10 and I've already seen, like, I've been at 20 parades or something like that.
That kid, I was that kid's age.
Oh my God.
And that was, that made me dizzy thinking about it. Like, the things I would do for one of those days in this city as a fan, as growing up the way I did in it because of my dad, like, that kid, I hated that kid more than I hated the Patriots themselves. Because that kid,
I know, like, he's like so spoiled.
Get out of here. This kid is 10 years old and he's got the Celtics and the Sox.
Oh,
and
my God.
Like, and I'm over here, the Sabres and the Bills are in the drought. Like, oh, come on.
I know. I totally get
that. I would say I hated that kid legitimately as a child. I hated that kid more than I hated the Patriots.
803-0550 is the number. Were you going to say something? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Joe.
No, I'm good.
Yeah. All right. So who's that team for you in hockey, by the way, Joe? Because the Sabres are living the existence the Bills led for 20 years,
right.
And there's nobody holding them back from anything.
Right. I used to play hockey. I couldn't really get into watching it, though, in all seriousness, because the Sabres were just mediocre to bad our entire childhood.
I mean, it's got to be tough. Is it Leafs for you?
Leafs.
But Penguins are there, like prime Sidney Crosby, right? Like, but they weren't directly involved in keeping the Sabres out of anything.
I had a lot of generational Carolina and Philly.
That was
ingrained in me from my father.
I think your dad is a big time like anti Philly Flyer guy, right? From what I know about your dad.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
I
remember your dad at the roast of Danny Gare and. Who was there? It was one of the Flyers. I can't remember. It wasn't Bobby Clark.
I know the story.
And I want to say the story, but he went up the stage and was like, I can't believe I'm up on stage actually with this guy.
Right.
It was a roast, right? It was really funny. Clover in Texas has some thoughts. What's up, Clover?
Oh, man, loving this talk. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you got it.
How are you? Oh, yeah, I hate that kid too. Yeah, gosh, just hearing you guys talk about just really bringing back all those bad memories. And I think one of the toughest losses in recent years, even like to me, harder than 13 seconds was the game we lost to them when they threw the three passes. Like that to me, that was so hard because I thought like we had them in the rearview mirror, and then they came into our house in those conditions and won. So that was a tough loss.
That was tough, and but like, you know what? Then just a few months later is when you spanked them here in the playoffs, right?
Yeah, it was like a couple weeks later.
Do you remember? I don't know. We've shared the clip a lot here recently online. There was a Patriots postgame show on television where one of the analysts said, the 11-month reign of the Bills is officially over. Ha, 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 ha.
No.
Yeah, well, it's been 44 months since then, pal.
Yeah, and I think the reason why about that game is because how the fans and the reporters there are talking this week.
Yeah.
Like they were very high and mighty. And I can even remember how you were talking that for that particular week, Sal, about how their offense operates and they don't throw the ball down the field. I guess that's just the Josh McDaniels, way. So to me, and I've also been hearing you talk about the defense, to me it seems like we would be matched up well because I hear you talk about how they like to leave everything in front of them, and that just sounds exactly how they operate with the short passes. And then, we've had the turnovers in every game, so maybe they'll make a mistake. So, yeah. I mean, I think we're set up pretty well for the game. I still don't like all this, talk about how they're going to come in and upset us, but it does give me vibes from that game, which that's kind of triggering me.
I get you, Clover. I mean, yeah, I get it. That game was tough to watch. I mean, they did come back in full force in the playoffs, but it's tricky. Anytime you see that logo come into your building, you have those thoughts maybe. Brian in Florida. What's up, Brian?
Hey, good morning, Sal. Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. So first and foremost, my team is the Miami Dolphins. I hate them. I've hated them for the last 30 years. I remember going in the early, mid-90s. I'm super young, and I'm watching Brian Cox walk off the field, and he's giving the middle finger salute. So, and now living down here for 16 years again, I love repping our Buffalo Bills down here in South Florida. But the team that I think any fan would say, part of the last 20, 25 years has got to be the New England Patriots. Tom Brady, I mean, I've seen this guy come into town on a Sunday night primetime game and put up, 50-plus points for his team. He was unbelievable. But there was a lost game. He is a very real human being. I don't know if you guys remember this. It's at the end of the 2008 season, okay? We're getting into, the drought years. He comes in. There's 65 mile per hour plus winds at the Ralph. Okay, it's the end of the year. The weather was real weird, like high 60s in the morning, and then by the time kickoff started, they were questioning whether to actually have the game. I don't know if you guys remember this, okay? And they still put up 13 points.
They unfortunately shut
us out.
Gostkowski, 33 yard field goal. Lamont Jordan, Gostkowski with a field goal, 33. Yep, you're right. I'm looking at the box score right now. Yep. I remember that.
It was one of the wackiest, weirdest games, but I mean, that one always sticks out, but I don't know.
By the way, I will say, though, that was, that was Matt Castle who played that game, though, for them.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Even worse. Even worse. Well,
yeah.
And I know he was a member of the Bills, I think, too, but oh, man, I tell you, I'm sorry. That team was, always a villain of mine. But man, I came up there for that 2021 playoff game, was it? Man, I can't even believe it's been that long. I mean, it's 4 degrees, you know, above zero at kickoff. That was one of the sweetest feelings to get it right back to Bill and the boys there. That was awesome. That was very cathartic, as they say. But go Bills. We're going to crush them this Sunday night. Can't wait to see this team 5-0. I'm feeling awesome about this year.
You got it, Brian. Thanks a lot for the phone call. Tom and Cheektowaga is up next. We'll squeeze another one in here. What's up, Tom?
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call, Seth. Mm-hmm.
You got it.
So, going back, growing up, Miami was always the one I didn't like. Actually, my first game ever was in 93. We played the Dolphins at home, and Steve Christie kicked, at that time, was the longest field goal in stadium history, 59 yards. So that was awesome to be a part of as a young man. But now it's the Patriots. I don't really worry about them. I don't really, even if Drake May comes of age, I feel like that Josh Allen is going to be with us for a long time. So we're just going to have dominance over them throughout the years, I feel. And honestly, their fans just need some more years of heartache.
I agree with you.
Because we got put through so much, they deserve more years of heartache.
Hey, well, you know what? Maybe you are, maybe you aren't a Yankee fan, but all of us today hopefully can join in and saying, you know what? You gave them a little more heartache last night. Sorry for your Red Sox fans. Sorry, Owen. I know him and his dad like the Red Sox. That was tough for them last night. I lied. Jerry and Ken Moore is going to finish us off this half hour. What's up, Jerry? Jerry, you're on, buddy. Uh-oh. Jerry's not there. We'll put him on hold, and we'll get to Pat in Boston, actually. Pat, what's up, man?
Hey, Sal. Good talking to you, bud.
Yep, you too.
Moved to Boston in 75.
Okay.
Stayed with the Bills all these years. Oh, the hell. I live 10 minutes from Foxborough. Just, it's so terrible. And then he hands it over to Mahomes. However, literally living in Boston, 10 minutes away, there's still this arrogance that maybe just because they won a zillion championships in every sport, that they have, like, even you talking to Fitzy and Mego, these guys are great, but there's still this, like, cocky arrogance that, like, it bothers me. So you know what? Let's just stomp them again. Keep them in their place. And what a great Yankees game. Those two young pitchers, man.
Yeah,
you know, I got to Legion-level baseball, which is really good, but not, you know, but those guys, 23 years old, both throwing heat. Like, that's pretty, like, amazing. Both those guys.
You know what's so funny? I mean, you coached, and, you know, I'm a dad, I coach, and you watch your kids, and we were watching the game last night, and Yana, my wife, she said at one point, she goes, I can't imagine being their moms right now. You know what I mean?
You know, the other, the 34-31 2011 Fitz game with the Lindell field goal.
Yeah.
Oh, I was at Bleacher Bar at Fenway. Dude.
Wow.
That place, it's chaos. It's owned by a Bills guy.
It's a Bills backers bar, in case people don't know. And it's literally in, like, right field, I think, left field of Fenway. And you can – I've been there. It's pretty amazing, actually, yeah.
Yeah, they open up a garage door, and you can actually watch a baseball game there.
It's amazing.
It's really cool. It's a lot of fun. But the arrogance, man, let's just keep them down where they deserve to be. It's great.
All right, Pat. Thanks a lot for the phone call.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thanks for watching that pod I did this morning, too. You can catch the crossover pod with the Six Rings podcast, myself, Fitzy, and Meg. We got the audio side on both their pod and ours at It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. So check it out. It was a really good conversation. In the meantime, we'll take a timeout. My guy, Patrick Hammer, is coming up next. We're going to talk weather for this weekend and Sunday night. Bills, Patriots, for one last time, maybe, unless they make the playoffs and come back here again, inside Highmark Stadium. Having a lot of fun this morning hearing from you on Bills Patriots. I got some really good history we're going to talk about a little bit later. I love doing this with my guy Joe here, Joe Kelly, producing the program. Going to tell him about the lost game. I don't know if he knows about that. We'll get into that a little bit later. The perfect game, of course. Anything else you want to talk about. But in the meantime, if you're going to the game, what's the weather going to be like? Well, let's bring in our guy Pat Hammer.
Break it down.
When you need to know what to wear, is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? What to prepare for? You're about to find out. Here's Sal Capaccio with your game day forecast with Channel 2 weatherman extraordinaire. Here's Patrick.
Have a time.
Pat, I know you've been listening a little bit because we were texting back and forth. How cool is it to hear these stories and think about the history of these two teams, man?
Okay, so your caller, I got so into this. So your caller was referring to the that really windy loss.
Yeah, Clover in Texas.
2008.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that one. Yeah, that one. Go ahead, buddy.
Okay,
yeah.
So what's so eerily similar is that game in 2008, I think it was December 28th, that game compared to the December 6th, 2021 win game, which also was a loss, was eerily similar. Both days started out around 60 degrees, and both days ended up in the low 30s. And whenever you have like a 30 degree temperature drop in a day, the only thing that can do that is a weather system creating wind. And that's what happened. So both days you had that crazy wind led to a dramatic temperature drop. And you just had those high winds. Unfortunately both losses, but kind of a weird deal to have two weather patterns within like a 10-year period with the same team at home.
I do remember that just watching the highlights. I wasn't living here. I was down in Florida, and I remember looking like the goalposts were like kind of tilted basically because it was so bad that game. And of course, I remember what I remember about that other wind game against the Patriots in 2021 prior to the playoff game they played here. I think it was maybe Gunnar Olszewski. I can't remember who was returning punts for the Patriots at the time. He went out to do a little warm up. He took the ball. Okay, he took the ball now, Pat. He's standing still. He tosses the ball in the air, and it won't even come down to him because it blew away.
That was a Monday Night Football game, I believe.
Yes, it was. Yes,
and I remember being driving around the stadium leading up to the game, and it wasn't necessarily a snowy day, but like an hour before the game, you had the wind, and then there was like blinding snow. And the networks were like preparing for the game, and they're like, you need to see what's happening here. We're an hour from kickoff. And I remember, if I recall, I think Josh Allen did drop back to pass on his first drive, and his ball went literally 5 yards, and it went right to the ground.
I don't remember that specifically. I do remember this, though, that the Bills actually threw the ball well in the second half, like pretty well. And then that's when we all realized, you know, you have a quarterback who can do this, and maybe they should have done it earlier, right? If you remember that game and how it wound up happening a little bit later in the game. There was a punt that N'Keal Harry didn't field very well because of the win. But there's been a big history, obviously, here, and, you know, we've talked a little bit about it. But what's interesting is, as you've heard us talking, these two teams have never really been very good at the same time. When the Patriots went to the Super Bowl in 85 against the Bears, the Bills were 2-14. When the Bills went to the Super Bowls in the 90s, the Patriots had the number one pick one of those years. It's never lined up.
Yeah. And what I love too is hearing these stories and these passions. You know, as I mentioned, I grew up in the West Coast.
Yeah.
And even though football is key there, you just don't have that kind of rivalry. Yeah, the 49ers had a little bit of a rivalry with the Cowboys, somewhat with the Rams. And so when I grew up in the whole, you know, Joe Montana era, I mean, there were great games, but you just didn't have that just hatred for another team or just that kind of rivalry. So to hear this, maybe a little bit with Green Bay, but it wasn't it. It was just not the same out there compared to here.
Pat Hammer, WGRZ TV2 chief meteorologist, joining us here today on a Buffalo Football Friday and the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Boy, it looks like it's going to be another fantastic weekend.
Oh my God.
When the schedule came out, I'm like, you know, I really love afternoon games in Orchard Park in September, and it's warm, and you get these night games. You're already going to get cold games anyway, so why not we do some of these warmer afternoon games instead of night games? But, man, I mean, it has turned out so amazing for these three night games, it appears, because we've already had two, the Ravens and the Dolphins, and now here comes another one that looks fantastic.
We're about to have 4 days in a row near 80 degrees, okay, including today. Today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. It's not terribly unusual. It can happen. You don't often get three in a row in October, but that's what we got. This is just, I mean, yeah, and also the schedule makers to give us three home games in a row, like you said, bookended on this side of the schedule is awesome. And we're going to have beautiful weather all weekend, including Sunday, epic tailgating, of course. And sometimes I'm just looking, okay, is there any wrinkle? Is there anything that can cause an issue? There might be a tad of a trickle of a breeze, but not much. I mean, other than that, it's perfect for Sunday. And like you said, looking at the schedule like you did, let's embrace this, because the next time we see him at home, I mean, we're zeroing in on, you know, we're beyond Halloween.
Yeah.
we're now into Thanksgiving, you know, we're into November, so it's going to be a different vibe then.
All right, so let's walk us through this weekend, and then, of course, into Sunday, the morning, the drive-in, the tailgate, Sunday night, and drive home.
Yeah, what I, too, love this is not to wax poetic, but you got the sunshine and you got the fall color at the same time. So
That's
it's
great.
Just like everything's right in the world, right? I don't know. It's just you got the vibe that, okay, seasons are changing, but it's not cold. We're just enjoying it. And that's what we have on Sunday. Temperatures all day, pretty much, you know, six. Well, it's not even going to be that. It's going to be cool in the morning, but not even sweatshirt weather yet. It's going to be mild all day to warm. Dawn patrol, early risers will have a great morning and afternoon to tailgate. Temperatures will peak at about 82. Kickoff, probably 71, 72, and we're going to be in the upper 60s, low 70s throughout the game. Mm. No 30-degree temperature drop, no wacky winds. It just looks ideal for Sunday Night Football.
Let's look ahead. What are we talking about going into next week? Does this warm trend continue?
Oh, and by the way, I'm so glad we're having this game on Sunday Night Football for Mike Tirico, too, because if you recall, last time he was here, it was supposed to snow for three minutes, and it snowed the entire game.
Well, that wasn't the last time. Remember, no, he came for the Ravens game, too, a few weeks ago, so it's okay.
Oh, that's right. Okay, you're right. All right, okay. Yep. I can't get that on my mind because, as they mentioned, I talked to him and told him, oh, yeah, it's going to snow for like a few hours.
I think you're good.
Not even that. And it was just snowed all day. Okay. Looking ahead, this weather pattern is going to change midweek next week. I don't think this is like a, you know, okay, summer's over type deal, or at least 80-degree weather. This is it for 80s. Okay, this is it. Monday's our last chance. We do have a front that's going to bring showers Tuesday, and by Wednesday and Thursday, we're in the 50s for highs, and overnight lows may fall into the 30s. So next week is a week that will feature a temperature near 80 and also a temperature in the 30s within a few days. So there's going to be a swing next week. Now, I don't think we're locking into cold beyond that, but it's just going to, you know.
Yeah. A little more seasonable, I guess, for what we're expecting this time of year.
Exactly. But it will get cooler. And by the way, I mean, yeah, we need the rain. This is the it's the driest July, August, September on record. Pretty crazy. I mean, we've had about 4 days of rain over the summer. So we're going to get some needed rain Tuesday of next week.
I want to ask you, Tuesday next week, so needed rain. So it is coming. It will be here. You're going to get some on Tuesday,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
This is the rivalry series game. Nike, the rivalry jerseys, and they're going to highlight rivalries. They're highlighting one here this weekend. Lots of rivalries in Western New York, but the one that's being highlighted this weekend by the Bills in conjunction with all this is Bennett against Jamestown. It's a fantastic game tonight. What do you remember about rivalry games growing up, whether that's in high school or college?
Okay, so in college is for me, you mean? Okay, so that was USC, Notre Dame.
Yes.
USC, UCLA, USC, Stanford, USC, Berkeley.
But if you had to pick one, because the USC Notre Dame game is a big rival game, but USC Stanford is, like, for you, who was it?
For me, it was USC, Berkeley, just because everybody in my family went to Stanford or Cal, but me.
Okay.
So I was so I was kind of the one standout. So that was pretty big, just not only for me, but for the family, and everybody got behind that. And then growing up in high school, I played sports, but we were not known for our athletic acumen in my high school. So there wasn't a huge high school rivalry thing. But, it was more collegiate. And those memories are huge, no doubt. And especially how long that rivalry goes back to, you know, turn of the century stuff.
No doubt. All right. So real quick, last question I have for you. I just want to ask you about this. We're kind of winding down the hurricane season. We didn't see much this year here, right? I mean, there is a disturbance out there right now. But what happened this year? Why did we fortunately not get the hurricane activity this year?
Yeah, well, it's not over. I mean, it could still ramp up.
Yep.
We've had some big ones in October. But, there was really a call out for an active season. There have, you know, we just had two big ones out of the Atlantic, but they churned up a bunch of marlin other than affecting anybody in the on land. There was a lot. So one of the things that happened was everything was kind of set up. We had a lot of dust. Do you remember how smoky it was around here over the summer?
Mm-hmm.
This is not related. That was smoke from wildfires in Canada. But when you get a lot of dust that churns off Africa, that's where a lot of our hurricanes are spawned from. Little disturbances that move off Africa across the Atlantic and they head here. When you get a lot of dust, and that kind of happened this year. Wind storms blowing dust that takes the gas out of the fuel tank for hurricanes. So, and you can't really always see that, you know, that's just something that happened. It's the weather, you know?
Yeah.
And so that took, the potential down a little bit, but I do caution, you know, some of the bigger storms, last year we had Milton, we've had Rita, we've had some big hurricanes in October. So, and I think there will be an uptick, as we head towards mid-month. But so far it hasn't been that bad, which is good.
All right. Well, we don't want to we want to make sure everybody still is aware around the country and down south, of course. But I thought it was interesting this year with that lack of activity up until now. All right, Pat, we got to go. Thanks a lot, buddy. Be well.
All right. Take care.
All right, you got it. Pat Hammer, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist. We'll take a timeout. Come back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show to Buffalo Football Friday. More of your calls. We've got Sean McDermott coming your way a little after 11 a.m. A little history on Bills Pats as well. Bills Patriots Sunday, 8:20 p.m. I always have to forget it's 8:15 or 8:20. The Thursday night game and the Monday night game are 8:15, and then the Sunday night game is 8:20.
Yes,
right. Yeah. Kind of weird how that all happens. How much of the football game did you watch last night? Any? I know you said you kind of
I was more invested in the baseball game and then just kind of went to bed. Yeah.
I did a
I watched a lot of highlights this morning of it though, so.
I had the baseball game on, of course, but I had a tablet near me with the Amazon Prime game on football just to kind of keep tabs on it. And like, oh my God, 49ers, they look really good. And then you felt, ah, okay, here come the Rams. And then that blocked kick. Did you see the Rams have had like four kicks blocked this year?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's insane.
So that made it 20-20. And then they go to overtime and the Niners kick a field goal. I have to tell you, I've never seen, Joe, a game end the way this game ended. It's kind of unique. A fourth down stop that ended the game. Just like, you're done. Now, I guess maybe if you go back in history, there's been stops at the goal line where a team might have went for it. Okay, I get that. But I mean, like, overtime, fourth and one, you go for it, not at the goal line, you get stopped, the game is over.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
No, that is weird.
Unique.
Yeah, now thinking about it, you're right. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that.
And they, what did they do? They gave it to, was it Kyron Williams they gave it to on that play? I can't remember, but.
Williams.
Yeah, they get stopped on that play. And there's a lot this morning about the play call. I hated the play call, too. Right? I mean, Stafford was lighting it up, and I'm not saying you should necessarily throw, I guess, but give him some options. I don't know. It's always easy to second guess. Either way, the 49ers go into L.A. They beat the Rams. They were a heavy underdog, given all their injuries right now. Patriots are a heavy underdog coming to Buffalo this week. You hope that's not the result of the game. It's going to be the rivalry series game, Nike rivalry uniforms for the Bills. Got some video and pictures all week on my X feed at Sal Sports. Check it out. In the meantime, we're going to talk about the history of this matchup, especially here at Highmark Stadium, and we're going to have Sean McDermott, Buffalo Bills head coach, in the next half hour. So make sure you're tuned in. He'll give us an injury update. We are waiting to hear from him whether or not Matt Milano, Ed Oliver, Spencer Brown, Jackson Hawes, Dorian Strong, Dorian Williams, and there was one other person I'm missing on the list who showed up yesterday in the injury report, but we're going to figure out if, you know, and he's going to let us know if anybody's actually going to be, you know, practicing today or playing. We'll get to all of that up next here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, I love this. This is like a total air drum song for me. I'm a drummer, right? It's a total air drum song. Got to live out my rock star days. I do it once a year at Eric Woods Flights and Bites Foundation event last week. There's a band that plays there every year. His name is Chris Ferrara and the Common Good. And we've gotten to know each other. And for years, tradition now, they have me come up and play a song. Generally, like, 1 year, they're like, what do you want to play? I'm like, I don't know. He gave me a list. I'm like, oh, Summer of 69 is cool. So we played that. So it's kind of been the tradition. That's the song. And every year, it's a little bit of a different kind of beat with it because I'll take my cue from how he's starting it and with the horns and the guitars and all that. And then we get into it. It was really cool. Had a great time at Eric Woods Flights and Bites this past Monday night. Eric will be on the call on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network on Sunday night with Chris Brown. Calling the play-by-play. I'll be down in the field telling you what's going on down there on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. We got you covered all day long here on Sunday for the Bills and the Patriots. In the meantime, it's a Buffalo Football Friday here. And it is, of course, brought to you by Cellino Law. Car crash, call Cellino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's Hometown Fuel. Game day ready since 1922. Sal Capaccio with you. Joe Kelly producing today. Talked a little bit about the game last night. That's why you never know in the league, man. You never know in the NFL. 49ers, heavy underdogs. They go into L.A., who has looked really good, and Niners come up with the win in overtime, 26-23, to go to 4-1. And the Niners' schedule, like, they have an opportunity to win some games. They do have the Bucs next week, though. That'll be a tough game. Bucs come to Buffalo as well in mid-November. Patriots come to town Sunday night. All right, I've told you about it long enough here. I've teased you about it long enough. Do you know the lost game, okay?
Mm-hmm. I do not know it.
Well, let me start with this, okay, Joe? This stadium has been here for 53 years, the 53rd year at the stadium. The Bills have been in the same division at that time with the Dolphins, the Jets, and the Patriots. They used to be in a division with the Colts. No longer. That was like 20 years ago that happened. So you had Dolphins, Jets, Patriots, 53 years inside the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
How many times do you think those teams played inside the stadium? It's been 53 years. They're in the same division. So what do you think?
Twice a year.
No, inside the stadium. No, not twice a year.
Oh, once a year.
So for 53 years, they've been in the same division.
53 times, give or take, because of the playoffs as well. You might have come in.
Just regular season.
Oh, 53 times.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Wrong answer. Dolphins, yes.
Okay.
The Patriots, you'd say, well, Sal, 53 is this year. Wrong again.
Oh.
This will be game 52 for the Patriots. Do you know why?
Was the Toronto series?
No, that's a good guess, though. That is a good guess. I like that guess. It's the lost game because literally the game was lost due to a strike in 1982.
Oh, okay. Yeah, wow.
In 1982, ladies and gentlemen, okay? A lot of you may know this going, oh, yeah, I remember that. A lot of you may not know. So long before Joe was born, I was 9 years old in 1982. The 1982 NFL season lost games. And one of the games, in fact, two of the games were against Bills divisional opponents. The Dolphins came here that year. The Patriots did not, and the Jets did not. Those games were lost.
That's crazy. I had no idea. That's insane.
So, in fact, if you want to go through here, you can look it up. I just did. On Wikipedia, you can go to the 1982 season, and I wonder if they have... I had this the other day. They had games that were lost, and I actually went through it. I just wanted to make sure that happened, and it did. Here we go. List of canceled and rescheduled NFL games. There's actually a whole thing on it. You go to 1982. So here are the games the Bills would have played in 1982 had they not had the strike, all right? Let me kind of sort these here, okay. All right. Bills at Houston, week 3. Never played. New England at Buffalo was week 4. Buffalo at the Baltimore, then Baltimore Colts, week 5. Buffalo at the Jets, Monday Night Football was lost. Did not play that game.
Wow.
That was supposed to be a Monday Night game, October 17th, week 6 that year. And then Detroit was supposed to come to Buffalo week 7. That was canceled. The Bills were in Denver on Halloween. Canceled. In 1982. The Jets were supposed to come to Buffalo week 9, November 7th. Did not happen. So the Jets have not played every single year inside the stadium. That's also a lost game. And by the way, it would be actually 54 years, I guess, because the Dolphins, I think, and Jets both played inside in Toronto. They,
okay.
They did play them there, right? The Bills play the Jets in Toronto, I have to remember. They did play the Dolphins for sure.
Yeah, I'd have to check on
that.
Yeah,
so
Jets.
The numbers-wise, I could have been wrong, I'm sorry, on the Toronto series part. But the point I'm making is they did play those games, and they are considered home. Maybe that's why. When I did home, I didn't do the actual stadium.
Yeah.
My fault on that. So they have had a couple games where those teams didn't come here. But the Bills and Patriots didn't even play in 82 here in Buffalo at all, or in Toronto or anywhere for a Bills to be a home game. So that's the lost game for the Bills, 1982. The 1982 season, by the way, was they had to kind of shuffle some things around. Let me give you the standings in 82. Just because we're on this topic, I think it's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Here, let me just find this for you. 1982...
Nine-game season, too.
What's that?
Nine-game season, it says?
Nine-game season.
Yeah. How short.
I know. Do you know who the... Here's the craziest trivia question. Okay.
Yeah.
You know who the MVP of the league was that year?
1982? I have no idea.
Do you know what position the MVP played? How about that? Just guess.
It sounds, by the nature of the question, it sounds like it would be something outrageous,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Linebacker.
Kicker.
Oh, kicker.
There was a kicker who was named NFL MVP. Mark Mosley.
Oh my gosh.
Of the Washington then Redskins was named the MVP of the 1982 NFL season.
What were his stats to get MVP at that point? That's my
amazing.
Question now.
They were really good, by the way. They were he was amazing. 82, let's see. In 82, he led the league with 20 field goals made. Led the league with 95.2 field goal percentage.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's Look at that.
A pretty amazing field goal percentage, actually. He was 20 of 21 on field goals. Nothing over 50 yards, though. Nothing. Nothing over 50 yards.
They set him up for success. That's
yes.
what that sounds like.
5 of 6 from 40 to 49, and then he made everything inside 40.
Wow.
Wins the league MVP. 9 games played. The Bills' record that year? What was their record that year? 1982. Here you go. Bills finished 4-5. 4-5, season's over. See ya. Go home. Baltimore Colts were 0-8-1. A winless season for the Baltimore Colts in 1982. They did tie, though.
Some of these scores for these Bills games are crazy to look at.
In 82?
82. The four games they won, they beat by the 7-9 Miami, I think, or something like that. Like I'm trying to look at these scores, but they're crazy for the time period. I just didn't realize.
It's amazing. And then you advance on 5 years later, there's another strike, okay? 87. There's 1 week where there's no games in 87. Then there's 3 weeks, Joe, where replacement players played. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
The Bills did not play the Patriots in the replacement players game. They did play them that year. And that brings us to my first ever game. My first ever NFL game I ever attended was Patriots at Bills 1987.
Oh, how cool.
And the Bills, Jim Kelly had just got here in 86. They're kind of on the rise. You know they're going to be better. They trade for Cornelius Bennett on Halloween of 87. And like a few weeks later, he's playing the Bills. They got to win their last two games, Patriots and Eagles. They have a fumble return by a guy named Sean McNanny for a touchdown. They go to 13-7. They're down. Then they can't do anything else. They lose the game. That was my first ever experience. We talked earlier about how these two teams have never really been really good at the same time. And that's been kind of the case for most of their existence together. But I think that's kind of been brought out in the memories you have of these games and these teams, which is, of course, you advance on the 20 years of the reign of the Patriots over the Bills with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. And in that time, there were a couple wins. One of them, opening day 2003, Sam Adams, 31-0, right?
Yeah.
Remember that one? Short-lived because the Bills lose, ironically, 31-0 to the Patriots in the season finale.
Mm-hmm. I don't really remember that. because I was one, but I do know of that game. Yes.
But you'd probably know of 2011. You remember that one? Fred Jackson.
Yes.
Running with the flag.
Mm-hmm.
Fred's in town this week. He's part of that rivalry game tonight with Bennett and Jamestown, part of the hometown, the homecoming parade.
Right.
That's great, and I think that's a big reason why, probably, with the memory there with Fred and the Patriot. And that was Ryan Fitzpatrick, 2011. I just looked up, by the way, you know James Cook was named AFC Offensive Player of the Month. The last Bills player before James Cook to be named AFC Offensive Player of the Month, Ryan Fitzpatrick, September of 11.
Really?
Yes.
Josh Allen hasn't even gotten that?
No, I said the last non-Josh Allen.
Oh, non-Josh Allen. Okay.
I'm sorry if I worded that wrong.
No, that's fine.
The last player, other than Josh Allen, before James Cook this week, to win AFC Offensive Player of the Month for the Buffalo Bills was Ryan Fitzpatrick in September of 2011.
That's
the Fitz scream against the Raiders.
Yes.
They open up the season and just boat race the Chiefs out of their own building on opening day. They come back, huge comeback against the Raiders, big comeback. That's the Fitz scream. And then it's the Patriots the next week. Fitz was putting up numbers, man.
He was.
Yeah.
I remember that. I what a crazy time to think Ryan Fitzpatrick was going to carry the franchise. And then he just crumbled towards the end of the season.
Yeah, and then he gets the contract extension later that year.
Uh-huh. A little soon on that, in hindsight.
So that was 2011. And then what do we have after that? Ready? 2012, lost, and the Patriots put up 52 points. I remember that game. The Patriots in 2012 just ran at the Bills. The Bills could do nothing about it. And after the game, Tom Brady's like, yeah, well, they had a lot of like littler people on the field or something like that. Because the Bills had like a smaller defense, and they never came out of their nickel and dime defense.
Yeah.
And the Patriots like, well, just run the ball on you then, dude. What are you going to do about it? Right? It's so frustrating.
Yeah, they did what Joe Brady did to the Cowboys. They just went with it until that was it.
I know, right? The next year, this is all in the stadium here, by the way. The next year, Bills lose 23-21. That's EJ Manuel, and then EJ has the Carolina comeback the next week where he wins the game. 2014, Bills lose 37-22. 2015, 40-32. And we're just L's, L after L after L.
That's where I really started paying
17,
attention.
18. And the game in 2019, it was a loss, but it kind of changed things, right? Game in 2019, the Bills shut Brady down. In 2019, he did nothing. The Bills lose because they have a blocked punt against them. Allen throws three picks, and what I remember about this game is it's Zay Jones who doesn't fight for a ball, right? And it's Brian Daboll who just goes ballistic on Josh on the sidelines. And
I remember that
telling
clip.
Him, like, yeah, you could tell. He's like, dude, like, this is unacceptable. You have everybody in this organization's careers in your hand. When you have that ball in your hand, right? Like, that's my interpretation of kind of what's going on. And the Bills lose that game 16-10. That was 2019. I think Josh left that game late, by the way, and Matt Barkley had to come in. Wasn't that the game? Yeah, Barkley came in because Josh got concussed.
You're right. I didn't even remember that.
Yeah, that's 2019.
Yeah.
But you know, the thing about the 2019 game is it really started to change things. Later that year is when the Bills go to the Patriots and they beat them on a Saturday evening game. John Brown cooks Stephon Gilmore, has a big touchdown. Bills are up in the fourth quarter, but they can't hold on. And that was the game where you're like, they're here. Like, they're knocking on your door. They just have to get over the hump. They finally do in 2020. And don't you think, and then Brady's gone. Don't you think, though, that the Patriots kind of feel the same way about the Bills now that the Bills felt about them in 2019, which is, we're here. We're knocking on your door. We're coming for you. We're going to show it. Here's the difference to me. I think in 2019, we all kind of thought this Patriots were already on a decline. Like, they're going a little downhill while the Bills are rising. I don't think that's the case with the Bills right now. Doesn't mean they can't lose. The Bills are kind of at the height of their powers right now. Josh Allen's not 30 years old yet.
No, he's not. They're trending up continuously.
Right.
Yeah.
So while I think the Patriots may feel that way about where they are in their evolution, I don't know if it's the same actual example, to be quite honest with you. But they feel that they do. Like, they feel this is it's being talked about in Boston. I just did this podcast this morning with the people in Boston, Fitzy and Meg. This is being talked about as the litmus test for them. Like, where are we in our timeline? And if the Patriots come here and beat the Bills, it doesn't have to be the end-all, be-all. They beat them in 2021 in the win game, and that's another memory. But if they come here and beat the Bills and they pull within one game with a head-to-head and three very winnable games, they're going to start feeling some juice. They're going to feel very good about themselves and where they are. And we're not going to feel great about it for a little while, and we'll see where it goes. if they come here and the Bills kind of put their foot on them, it's basically like, yeah, you're the, yeah, get back where you're supposed to be, just like you did to us for 20 years.
Yeah.
Every time you thought something was going to happen, right?
Right. I'm not sleeping on this Patriots team by any means. I actually like Drake May. It's a shame he's on too. The Patriots, just to root against them. But there, I feel like the year away from being a year away is never more true than it is about them right now. There's just a lot they have to button up, I feel like. But they have, if they start really building around Drake May, they are going to be, I think, frisky for the Bills in the coming future. It's kind of, you know, scary to think about that. Of course, the one team that's going to start challenging you is the team that battered you for 20 years. But, I mean, at the end of the day, would you have it any other way trying to keep them down, right? Because the Dolphins were thought to be that. And then they just kind of, Tua and that entire team just kind of fizzled away into nothing, pretty much.
No, that's right. I mean, going into the season, wasn't it the general consensus was Patriots are the next team. They're kind of on the rise. We just don't know where they are yet. But They should be better than the Dolphins or Jets. I mean, I know that, like, Mike, he was a little high on the Dolphins, and some people were. And I think my co-host, Matt Bove, I know he was last year, maybe not as much this year, but people still thought they had some talent. I didn't think so as much. This is a team, though. The Patriots, to me, it is a little bit more of a mystique, and it's a perception, because you get Mike Vrabel, who seems like he's this really much more buttoned-up coach than what they had in Gerard Mayo. But as I brought up the point to Fitzy and Meg, and I said this, Meg's like, Sal, they were buttoned down like they were going to the club, though, when they were against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that's true. They did not play a buttoned-up game. And the Bills can force them into mistakes. One thing that Patriots have done this year is turn the ball over. And they've put the ball on the ground. And that's what they did. They had five turnovers against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think it was five. And one of the things the Steelers players said, Cam Hayward said this specifically, he said, we knew when, like, Ramondre Stevenson was in the game, we knew who was on the field, and we were going after the ball. We were punching it out. That's one area where the Bills have been very good, very, very good, which is the turnover margin, the turnover battle. I think it's, what, 26 straight games? I got to look here now, where the Bills have not lost the turnover battle. Doesn't mean they won. Like, last week was even, but it's 26, and that's pretty amazing, to be honest with you. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, they're taking care of the football. That was literally the only complaint with that team when a couple years ago with Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Just take care of the football, and they've been doing that consistently now for 26 straight games. Couldn't ask for anything better, but...
No, and you know, sometimes turnovers are just the product of luck. The ball bounces. My high school coach, Glenn Graham, used to always say, the ball is not round, Sal. You don't know where it's going to bounce, right? You got to be ready. And you don't know. It just comes back to you. It bounces somewhere else. I get it. But, this is a team, the Patriots, who are coming here and ready to kind of show that they are ready to compete. Let's take a timeout. Let's come back. We'll have Sean McDermott for you on the other side of this break. That way we have a little more space for it. We don't have to rush the Bills head coach. He'll give us an injury update here on a Buffalo Football Friday. Sean McDermott joins me on the Wester Hotline right now here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Friday. Bills Patriots Sunday night football inside Highmark Stadium. It's going to be a great crowd. Rivalry uniform night for the Buffalo Bills. Should be great weather. Good morning, coach. Welcome back into the show.
Good morning. Great to be on with you guys this weekend. Another great weekend of weather in the Western New York area.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Pat Hammer just said, Coach, we're going to have near 80, I think, over the next few days. We're enjoying this right now. Get out and play some golf when you have some time, by the way, which I know is probably not very often this time of year.
Not very often is accurate. Not very often or never this time of year, but hey, that's what we sign up for.
Yep.
But it is beautiful and very enjoyable, to say the least.
Before I get into this week, Coach, let's just look back to last week and congratulate you. 90 wins in your career as the head coach of the Buffalo Bills. I know you don't go into a game or a season thinking about the numbers, the records, but when you step back and think about what it takes to kind of win in this league and how tough it is to be around long enough to do something like that, what does it mean to you personally?
Oh, it's very humbling. It really is. I mean, what a blessing it's been to be here with my family, raising our kids in our community. You know, hopefully we've added a lot to this community, and in the midst of all that, we've grown a lot since being here and have gained a lot as a family from this community. And I mean, I think it's a great just community to be in and raise kids in, and you know, a close-knit type of place, which we really love and appreciate, and And the football part of it has been enjoyable, right? To be able to do what we've done. It's never about one person. I've had a great team around me, players, staff, Brandon and his staff. So couldn't have done it without everyone's help. But much more to go, and we're looking forward to the journey.
And, of course, being a part of this community, football runs deep here in Buffalo, as it does around the country. This is Rivalry Weekend here in Western New York with the Rivalry jerseys and, of course, highlighting some games on the local high school schedule. You've played football your whole life, basically, Coach. What do you remember about rivalry games in high school and in college?
Well, I think it's kind of human nature, isn't it, for everyone to get a little bit more amped up for those games, maybe have a little bit more on the line in terms of, you know, the that kind of that grit, that fire that lights in your stomach and the core of your guts as you head into the game. And so we're looking forward to it. You know, it's going to be a great atmosphere, and it's certainly a high level opponent that's playing well right now. And it's going to be a tough one for us.
When I think about these rivalry games, Coach, you and I are right around the same age. I think about All the Right Moves with Tom Cruise and the bus pulling in Pennsylvania and the rain and the big neck rolls. Right, we've come a long way since then, but it's kind of that feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, well, speak for yourself, Sal. I didn't grow up in that era.
I love it. All right, Coach. Well, you do have a game, obviously, Sunday night against the New England Patriots. It is the Nike rivalry uniform night for the Buffalo Bills. Should be a fun crowd, great weather. But, of course, you are dealing with some injuries on the injury report. Let's get to that right now. And if you have anybody you want to tell us about that is going to be out for this game, and then I might ask you about a couple specific players and what's going on. So with that, I'll give it to you.
Yeah, sure. So Dorian Strong and Dorian Williams will not practice today. They'll both be out. TJ Sanders will not practice today. We'll take it one day at a time with him as we head down the stretch here. You look at Spencer Brown, Matt Milano, Ed Oliver, they'll all practice in some fashion today, and we'll see how they do.
Okay, I'm curious about Dorian Strong, Coach. Any concern there? He had a neck injury. He showed up on the injury report, and now he's not going to play. What's his prognosis?
Yeah, no, it's just something that's just popped up here, and it's things that we're looking into, so we'll have to see as we move forward here.
Okay, and then, of course, Ed Oliver, Matt Milano, you have missed them for a couple of weeks. How do you think that they've kind of responded and progressed throughout the week here?
Yeah, I think they've done some good things, you know, each of them. Again, just taking it one day at a time, it certainly would be great to have them back. We'll see how it goes.
All right, Sean McDermott here on the Wester Hotline. Of course, that is the Barnes Firm Injury Report, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. Coach, you had a running back, James Cook, named AFC Offensive Player of the Month. Quite the honor. Just looking back, really, you guys have not had an Offensive Player of the Month other than Josh Allen since 2011. For a guy to play that position and win that honor says a lot about what he's done for your team so far. What have you seen from James through the first 4 weeks and really building on what he did last year?
Yeah, like you said, he's built on what he did last year. It's fun to watch him run. It really is. Yeah. I mean, he's just so nifty, so smooth at times. And then he does bring some power to the equation and some physicality to his game. And I can't say enough about the way he's grown and who he is as a player. And I'm just extremely proud of him to this point. It's important to keep everything in moderation with his rep counts as well, and trying to keep him as healthy as we can.
You have an opponent coming in here, the New England Patriots, who have a really, really athletic and talented young quarterback in Drake May. I believe he leads the league in completion percentage with guys who qualify. What do you see from Drake May so far through four games?
Yeah, a very impressive young player. Can do everything that the quarterback position calls for. He can throw it. He can run it. He scrambles with it. You know, it's clear that they, I would imagine they feel, you know, I'm excited about the future for him and then for their organization because of his ability.
And, of course, Stephon Diggs, a storyline coming back to Buffalo for the first time to play against your team. Here in Buffalo for 4 years, just a fantastic player, obviously, part of a lot of winning here in Buffalo. What did he mean for your organization at the time he came and the player he was for you in those 4 years?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, like you said, very productive player when he was here. The combination of Josh and Steph was, you know, high level. And, you know, when you bring in a player like that, you know, they really bring, they really raise the standard. And if that makes sense in terms of the level of that you compete at practice and the level that you play at on game day.
And then finally, Coach Mac Hollins as well. He comes back a year. Quite the personality, obviously, Mac Hollins. What did you learn about him and going against him this time around and what he brings to the table for their offense?
Yeah, one of my favorites. He really is. I mean, and same with Steph. It's it's hard to see players who have played with you and you go through things and they move on. It's not an easy part of the business, but it is the business. And happy for Mac and his family. And he's a really, really good football player. And the thing about Mac is, he's a two-dimensional player, not only running pass, but also the special teams component that he brings to the table. So he has incredible habits every day. He wants to be the best and he works at it. And whenever we would, hey, we got to slow down this day because guys are tired or what have you, he would get upset. And I love that about him because he always wants to go full speed and that's how he plays the game. So tremendous amount of respect for him.
Great insight. I love that answer. And Coach, you did bring up special teams. I want to ask you about defending their special teams and what you have to do this weekend because they now have the reigning special teams player of the week and have had another one as well in Antonio Gibson. This is a Patriots team that wants to win in the margins on special teams. How buttoned up do you need to be in that area this weekend?
Well, they're explosive on special teams. They've done a great job building the roster to account for the how special teams and particularly the kickoff return and kickoff play have changed. So they've got explosive players. They've got 3 to 4 touchdowns if you include the preseason games as well. And so we got to make sure that we're on our details and that we swarm and tackle well because that can swing the game if we let it.
All right, Coach, enjoy the weather this weekend. Of course, Sunday during the day and then Sunday night football. Bills Mafia is going to be definitely showing up to see these uniforms and cheer on and scream on the Buffalo Bills.
We look forward to it. Look forward to that 12th man. They're phenomenal. And enjoy the weekend. We'll see everyone Sunday night.
All right, you got it. That is Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott on the Wester Hotline. No Dorian Strong, no Dorian Williams. Dorian Strong, neck injury. We'll see where it goes. They're looking at some things. Don't love hearing that. For Dorian Strong, the young, the young sixth round corner.
No, especially not a neck injury.
So something to monitor there. The two Dorians will be out for the Bills. Dorian Strong, Dorian Williams, and then TJ Sanders will practice today. They'll see where it goes with him. They are dealing with some injuries here, and we'll see. Good news is Matt Milano, Ed Oliver, Spencer Brown, looks like they're going to practice again. And I mean, they'll see where it goes after today. As well.
I do like the look of Milano practicing and tackling dummies, though. Like, even with the pec injury, that's normally a pretty good sign, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, taking the bag to the ground, I agree 100%. Just reading around the league here, Vikings have ruled out J.J. McCarthy for Sunday's game, so Carson Wentz is going to play again. Not that that's a huge surprise. And their line is going to be without three starters. Center Ryan Kelly, right tackle Brian O'Neill, and left guard Donovan Jackson.
Oh, that doesn't sound like a good...
As well as backup center, Michael Juergens. He'll be out.
So the backup's out as well?
Yes. So that means you're going to the third string center? Maybe you have to move somebody over?
Not great for the Carson Wentz back there.
No, we also had Adam Schefter reporting. I did not realize Braylon Allen had a significant injury of some sort. But apparently, he is out 8 to 12 weeks, according to Aaron Glenn.
Wow.
I mean, that's the season.
Do we know what the injury is? I couldn't find it.
Let me see. Yeah, let me see.
8 to 12 weeks. I mean, that's Burrow's injury timeline, right? That's like 3 months almost.
Let me see. Braylon Allen. Let me see if I can. You couldn't find it. I'm going to see if I can find it. He could rehab it to have surgery. Where does it here? It just says his injury. I can't tell what the injury. Oh. MCL sprain.
Yeah, MCL sprain.
Jets come to the Bills the final game of the year. I mean, at that point, if the Jets are out of it, Braylon Allen is not playing, right? I mean, it's 8 to 12. You're not putting the guy on the field, probably.
It's the same argument as Joe Burrow.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, yeah, some injuries around the league to note. Speaking of around the league, let's take a look at this weekend's schedule, shall we? The week started last night. We told you about that. That was an overtime win, upset for the Niners, beating the Rams 26-23. The week starts on Sunday, though, with a London game. How about that? The Vikings are taking on the Cleveland Browns in London.
Second week in a row they're in London.
The Vikings, no, right? Dublin.
Dublin, right.
There you go.
They're overseas, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So Vikings, Browns in London. Dublin is where they played last week. This week, they'll play in London. They stay there 1 week to the next. Vikings looking to go 3-2, but the Browns looking to go 2-3 after the after they have that win a couple weeks ago against the Packers, but then lost 34-10 to the Lions last week. I'm looking at the Browns box scores here. 16, 17, 13, and 10. That's all they've scored. They're making a change, by the way. Dylan Gabriel's the quarterback. Texans, Ravens. What do you think about this game with everything going on? Do we have an official word on Lamar Jackson yet, by the way?
I don't think so. John Harbaugh was being very, very vague. He wouldn't even mention if
he
was day-to-day.
It sounds to me like he's not playing.
It sounds like it. I think they're trying to just keep people on their toes, but it sounds like he wouldn't be.
Rap says Lamar Jackson's hamstring injury is more week-to-week than 2 to 3 weeks. He will try to play this week.
Oh.
That's according to what I'm reading here. I don't know. Okay. Well, I don't know what that does for them. And look, the Texans' defense is good. They're a good defense. They're going to get after them. I think the Texans win this game, especially if Lamar doesn't play. But this is going to be a test for sure. And the Texans' offense can't get off the mat right now, it feels like. Maybe they can at some point against a Ravens defense that has struggled. This Ravens defense is supposed to be so good. It's struggled this year. Dolphins at Panthers. Dolphins struggling in a lot of ways. So are the Panthers, though. They had that great game against the Falcons. Then they lay an egg last week against the Patriots. 42-13 they lose. Big game for both teams. They want to start keeping pace in their division. You know, yeah, you're not expecting the Dolphins to, or conference, to challenge the Bills. But right now, I mean, think about it. Look at the conference, the AFC. There's nobody running away. 2-2 is the 7 seed. 2-2 is the 9 seed. And the Dolphins get to 2-3. They're right there, and they're playing a Carolina Panthers team they can beat, but it's out without Tyreek Hill, though. That's going to be tough for them. Same thing in this NFC, by the way. You look at the NFC, and you got teams at 2-2 right there in the 8 seed. You go to 2-3, you're right there again. You're Carolina. So you got to. It's a big game for both teams as far as where they want to take the rest of their season and the direction. Still a lot of football to be played. That's a 1 o'clock game in Carolina. Dolphins at Panthers. Raiders are at the Colts. I mean, the Colts, they go to L.A. and actually kind of outplay the Rams in a lot of ways last week.
Yeah, but they've looked pretty impressive with Indiana Jones there at the quarterback.
A.D. Mitchell, that play where he loses the ball.
That was bad.
I mean, that winds up really hurting them.
Mm-hmm. The Colts just have a habit of doing that. Jonathan Taylor did a similar thing last year.
And then the Raiders... They couldn't get out of their own way last week against the Bears late in the game, and the Bears wind up winning the game after they block a kick where the Raiders were trying to get the game-winning field goal. Patriots lost to this Raiders team, by the way, in week one, 20-13. So this is in Indy. It's a 1 o'clock start, and, you know, if you're a Bills fan, you want the Raiders to win this game. Anytime you can get the Colts, the Chargers, the Chiefs, all these teams that are up there a little bit, you want to keep pushing them back down. That would be a big loss for them and be pushed back down. Giants are at the Saints. Jackson Dart getting the start again. This is a Jackson Dart versus Spencer Rattler game. And Jackson Dart got the win last week. They did not put up any really solid numbers on offense, but he did enough. It's all you need sometimes. Just do enough. The Saints almost did enough to beat the Bills last week.
They were closer for comfort.
Yeah, interesting game. I think the Saints might win this game. As much as the Giants had all this energy, I think what the Saints showed last week, they showed me they can play a little bit, right?
Their defense sure did.
Yeah.
The safety that picked off Josh Allen was remarkable.
It's a great point, and they're going to try and get after the Giants, so we'll see. 1-3 against 0-4 in this game. It's a 1 o'clock start. Cowboys at the Jets. Just told you, Braylon Allen out for the Jets for probably the rest of the year, it looks like, at least. 8 to 12 weeks. Well, could be the rest of the year. 8 to 12 weeks. Cowboys record. 1-2-1. Wait, why do we got to say that? Why do we got to say 1-2-1? They tied. They tied.
I kind of respect the Rams for not going for the tie last night, so we wouldn't have to mention another and one at the end. But
Jets looking for their first win of the year. They could get it, but the Cowboys are just too much in the passing game. I think they'll probably throw the ball all over the Jets. Jets might throw the ball all over on the Cowboys. I don't know. I got to look at the over-under. This could be a passing game back and forth. This is a big matchup. I know I have Garrett Wilson on one of my fantasy teams, and people are talking about, oh yeah, Garrett Wilson should eat this week, right, against the Cowboys. But maybe the Cowboys can eat in the passing game against the Jets, too. We'll see. All right, 0-4 Jets host the 1-2-1 Cowboys at 1 o'clock. Also at 1 o'clock, the Super Bowl champion Eagles, who won by not completing a pass in the second half last week, by the way, take on, that's right, that's happened. They take on the Denver Broncos, who looked great on Monday night. against the Bengals. Joe Burrowless Bengals, 28-3. Good test here for the Broncos. I'm very interested in this game. I want to see how the Broncos look in this test against the Eagles. And the Eagles, here they go. Eagles and Bills, right? The only two 4-0 teams in the entire NFL right now. Titans are at the Cardinals, who have a lot of injuries right now. I mean, I think the Cardinals are down to their fourth and fifth running backs at this point, it feels like. At least third and fourth. Titans still haven't won a game. Cam Ward at quarterback. This is a 4:05 p.m. start in Arizona, by the way. They're still looking for their first win. They haven't had it yet. This is a good game. Buccaneers at Seahawks. This is a 4:05 start. Interested to see what these two teams can do. Bucs are dealing with injuries. Mike Evans now out. Chris Godwin is back, though. They do have offensive line injuries. And the Seahawks, there's a lot of good stuff out there about the Seahawks, their defense especially. Mike McDonald, what he's doing with that defense. They've allowed 20 or less points in every game they've played. That's saying something. So this is an interesting game. Bucs at Seahawks. Bucs come here in November. Let's see what they have at the Seahawks on Sunday. Lions at the Bengals. I got to be honest. The Bengals are my loser pick pool here. My loser pick for the week. Yeah, I mean, can you really expect them to hang with the Lions at this point? They cannot move the ball.
No, it's crazy. The backup quarterbacks who really played well 2 years ago, Joe Flacco, Jake Browning, this season have not been able to replicate the same thing.
No.
I know a lot of Jamar Chase fantasy owners who were optimistic with Jake Browning because they'll still get some catches and points. You're right. They can't move the ball whatsoever. So
you know that the Bengals are still in a playoff seed. They're in number 6 over the Chiefs right now because they started with 2 wins.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, they're 2nd in their division, 2-2. The Lions, you know, hey, I was wrong. I thought I was right after week 1 when I said, yeah, you lose those coordinators, like they're not going to be as good or explosive. Holy cow. Last 3 weeks, 52, 38, 34 points.
Yeah, they figured it out.
They have, and they look really good. Do you know what the Lions have next week? Do you know the schedule next week at all? I don't know how far you look. I only noticed this because I was just looking at some things with like the Bills going to Atlanta Monday night. The Sunday night game next week, Lions at Chiefs.
Oh, that's a good one.
And what's cool is I'll be in Atlanta watching that game at night because we'll fly in and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to sit back and watch this game. But that's Sunday night, Lions at Chiefs. But they got to get through the Bengals first, and the Bengals, they can't get through anybody right now with how they're playing. So they are my loser pick. Because now when I said it publicly, I'm probably going to lose that game and the Bengals will win. Commanders are at the Chargers. Looks like Jaden Daniels will be back on the field for the Commanders. But for the Chargers, they are very banged up in the offensive line. And this is going to be a struggle for them without their two top tackles. Obviously, Slater's out for the year. Alt's now out. I think Joe Alt is out this week. He's a high ankle sprain. So
yeah.
I think he's out. I don't think he's playing. I haven't seen anything on that. Commanders haven't done as much as people maybe expected or thought, but they have missed Jaden Daniels for 2 weeks. This will be a big game if the Commanders can beat the Chargers here in the AFC because, as I said earlier, you kind of want as many losses as you can for these other AFC teams that are competing with the Buffalo Bills. That is a 4:25 p.m. start, Commanders at Chargers. And then Monday night, it's Chiefs-Jags. We'll talk about that more on Monday. Chiefs have a Monday night game on the road and a Sunday night game at home next week against the Lions. In the meantime, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll wrap up your Northtown Automotive Buffalo Football Friday Extra Point Show here on WGR. All right, we got about just a minute left here. We'll get on out of here. What do you got planned this weekend, Joe? You got anything going on before the game on Sunday? And I know you're working Sunday like I am, but what are you doing today, tomorrow?
Honestly, it's a pretty relaxing weekend. First one I've had in a little while, so I can't really complain about that.
I love it. Well, enjoy it. It's going to be great weather. Thanks to Pat Hammer. We know that. You can catch him on demand at WGR550.com. Check that out. Sean McDermott joined the program, as he always does, on a Buffalo Football Friday. Check that out as well. We got all of it for you in our audio, on the app. Going to be a really great weekend. Patriots coming to town. Is it the final time? If they don't make the playoffs and come to Buffalo, it is the final time ever between these two teams. I am seeing a lot of the rivalry jerseys around. Joe's wearing one. Joe Kelly is wearing a Nike rivalry jersey today here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Have a great, great rest of your weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday following the game, but don't forget the game on Sunday, all day, all coverage here on WGR Sports Radio 550 and along the Buffalo Bills radio network.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.